Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by. Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India standing by.
Whiskey 8, Echo Ocean, East Lansing.
KB8OE.
This is KP8RFP.
NAWCB. This is KYNU.
YNU, good evening. This is NAWCB. Your long weekend has started. Hopefully things went well today. We got a message from one of your co-workers there. Wants to go to Clinton. How did things go today at work?
It was call to call busy. If there's any flavor of what summer's going to be like, we're in trouble.
Yeah, I believe it. And it was, you know, kind of a cooler day today. BCP was approach Memorial Day and more high school graduations and school and how things are going to go. Definitely faster to see, though.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. How was your guys' day? How are you guys feeling?
Well, for me, I'm starting to turn the corner, I think, a little bit. I don't go on. I think we get the whole lawn done. I'm feeling pretty good. A lot better than I did the last time I did it, so I'm happy for that. Mom is still coughing. I think she's doing a little bit better. I think she's on the down slide, but still, coughing and the congestion and that.
All right. Yeah. Well, hopefully you guys get 100% here and fun, for sure. Just talking to one of the EMTs just before I left, and they were saying that they had whatever you guys had, and or something similar, and they were saying it was just miserable and just absolutely horrible.
Well, that sounds like what we got. That's how to describe it. Miserable. Yeah, I'd like to say it seems like it just kind of hangs on, and thankfully it's one of those where you just cough it up, blow your nose, and clear your throat, and that kind of thing. That's been us pretty much the way through it. That's why we haven't thought to go to the doctor or anything or urgent care, because it's coming up, and fever breaks during the day for me, and it comes back at night. But thankfully, I think I'm cleared of it. Mom hasn't had the problems. She's had a little bit different, but still just a lingering effect.
Just take it easy as much as you can, and try to rest as much as you can, and keep that get those meds going, and chicken noodle soup, and hopefully that'll help you feel better.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. My outdoor work is done this week, so I'm happy about that one. Back over the weekend and relax a little bit. Maybe enjoy some radio one or two of the days there.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. Heard you check in Wayne County last night. I thought I missed it. And then I was sitting there in the room, we're trying to unwind, and I'm like, wait a minute, the internet's still going. It just started. I'm going to check in.
Yeah, your signal was loud and clear to receive full quieting. So thankfully from the storm there you had a week or so ago, and it didn't have any damage or anything to that effect with the antenna. No, you sounded good. I don't think I got in the first time. I might have been covered. So I checked in at the very end. But thankfully was able to get in.
Yeah, the first time it was complete horrible. But the second time wasn't too bad.
That's good. Interesting how a few minutes changes things, and some different positioning in the room there kind of helped. So I'm glad. It was a good match. Lots of check-ins there, and good information there from the set, some of the other activities that they're doing down there.
Yeah, they got a lot going on down there, which is good. And I was talking to Max today, and he should have all the scores from the set here posted either tomorrow or Monday.
Oh, okay, well, we'll be anxious to see how things go, how everybody scored. Like I say, it seems like it was very well, a lot of participation, within our group, and then also with receivers here. So I'll be interested to see the results, and again, just a lot of good pictures there on the Michigan Oscom Facebook page, too, at AWCP.
Yeah, there's a lot of good pictures, a lot of good activity, and it was good thinking on the planning part of it. I think everything went really well, and looking forward to the fall and getting that one, that set taken care of, and some more training up here.
Yeah, yeah, there's always, you know, always room for more training and improvements and, you know, honing skills and seeing what works and communicating in that. I definitely would look forward to it there. Definitely.
Yeah, hopefully we get this Winlink training going, and that should be fun. Just waiting on the word. So once I hear, we'll get that going too.
Yeah, absolutely. And the contact person you had, they're very strong in the wind link, and they're going to learn a lot from them. But I'm glad you got hooked up on that, and I think they'll do a good job. And like I say, I think it'll be very beneficial.
Oh yeah, definitely, for sure. For sure, and there's a lot of good interest in it, so it'll be useful, on both ends, and should be fun. Should be a lot of fun to learn. So get that going, and we'll try to figure out something else and train. I think it really did good. Just like I said, in the fact the P-14s were filled out really well, and a lot of good activity. So.
Yes, indeed. Definitely, glad I was able to fill my part of this, working out online. You like to take download the form, and don't even have to print it or anything. Fill her out, and save it, and send it across. The more and more I like doing a lot of these things electronically.
No, I appreciate you doing the DMR part of it. That helped out. Nothing I had to do, I think, like I said, everybody covered something, and it worked out really well, for sure. And hopefully get some more participation and more activity, and keep people being active. I think that's the big thing, just being active and having the appropriate training. In the 911 world, you train and prepare and hope that you never have to use it.
Ain't that the truth? Like you say, sometimes you think some of the training is, mundane and silly or whatever, but like you say, I hope you never have to use it. The point ever you do, you want to be prepared. And disorganization and lack of communication, and just a lot of various things that can get out of the tube real quick. So it's good help. And like I say, keep people busy, keep them active, keep the interest of
it sparks interest when you're active, and a quiet repeater is a not noticed repeater, and when you got activity going, it sparks interest and gets people involved, and it brings attention to the hobby, and it gets people out there to enjoy the hobby and have fun with the hobby, and you're using the radio system that you bought and or built or whatever, and you're getting to use it for something good. So pretty cool.
Yes, I agree on that. It's definitely good to hear this year, in fact, a little bit more activity on it. I think that's a good thing. One thing that surprised me at first, talked with a couple of people, with the PMR side, that is active as I had originally thought it was. I guess I assumed that people had more interest or had the DMR, and I guess a little surprised. And maybe I'm just using talkers thing. You have your radio, maybe there's the others that are out there as well. But that is one of the things I've been a little bit surprised at.
Yeah, that's the funny thing. Like, there'll be sometimes where DMR will be busy, and then there's other times where there's nobody on, and it'll be quiet, and it's a job. But it's good. It's nice to have. The system is microwave based to back it up, so. The chance of failure is very, very minimal. So.
And WCD. Yeah, that definitely, like I say, it's a good signal. You don't have any interference, popcorn or bacon or anything like that with it. Good transmissions. Don't have people that are covering each other. That's kind of a nice thing. And like I say, the system is very, very good system, robust system to work with.
Yeah. I can be in the middle of the store and still hit the repeater and still have perfect coverage. There's analog. It depends on the repeater. It depends on what store you're in, and what time of day and what's going on.
Yeah, yes, I agree there. Definitely try to figure out what store I'm in, or get used to things. And, maybe I'll turn on a repeater when there's activity, or if I need to transmit or anything. That type of thing, I've used it a couple of times out. I usually don't take that radio off very much, but a couple times I have, it's clear and impressive and clear for it.
Yeah, it's nice. I carry, if I'm out, in the northern end of the county, not so much now because of our repairs that have been done to our repeater, before the remote sites were put in up in Richmond and stuff, I would carry my DMR radio because I know if I can't hit the repeater from up north up from the north end of the county, I can hit it on DMR. But now that obviously that's changed, that's a lot different now. But it is pretty cool. It is pretty neat to see.
Yeah, definitely. And again, you can if you drive further north from the receiver, you don't have some of the interference. Kind of crackling in the signal. I mean, the signal is good. You can kind of get to that, how would you get to that point where you're switching the remote sites? There's a little bit of crackle here and there, and then your signal will be clear. You can definitely tell when it's switching when you're hitting the Richmond site there.
Yeah. I run it on mid power, so I don't run it on the full power. But for running mid power, it's not bad. I mean, like I said, this repeater system's a strong repeater now and good system. A lot of good stuff and definitely cool. I'm definitely appreciative of the hard work that's been put into it and you definitely notice the difference. And if I'm out in Shelby, I'd end up turning it up to you know, full power or whatever. It just depends on what area in the township I'm in. But outside of that, I just run it mid power.
NAWCB, I think that's good there. That's, and like I say, your signal definitely produced that in that way. Guy, by the way, how are you enjoying your new radio? I think it's a feeling better there to see it. I'd definitely be interested in seeing that radio.
I really like it. Now that I've gotten used to it and played with it more, I like it. It's nice. I mean, I think I'm going to have to get an external speaker because the speaker system that's built into the radio is not real good. But they do it to where you can put external speakers in it, and it's kind of like your dispatch consoles where you got select and then you're unselect, and so. You can listen to both channels, or you can listen to one channel, or whatever. And then they got what's pretty neat, and what's really cool is like if the National Weather Service puts something out, like a bulletin, it'll actually stop on their channel and pick up their bulletin, and then go back to scanning.
Wow, that is a nice radio. That sounds like again some nice features, and again having something similar like the Motorola, whatever they call the Subcoms or whatever, to have the select, unselect, and be able to to adjust the volume that way. Again, that's a neat feature to it. I like how that's set up. I'm glad. Let's say. Probably being sick and being cold out there the last time you guys were cold, and I didn't want you guys to get worse or be colder or whatever. And definitely interested to see that radio there the next time.
Yeah, looking forward to showing you. I still haven't hooked it up to the battery. I'm still running off the plug, and everything seems to be running really good. So we'll see. I'm probably going to hook it to the battery once I get a little bit of free time. You just have to figure out how to run it through the firewall into the engine compartment.
Yeah, that's one of those jobs, again, where planning is a big thing. You definitely want to hook it up right, and again, what point the firewall you want to put it through, and everything is safe, the wiring is safe, and you don't want any sparks or shorts or anything like that, and mess things up. But as long as it's working that way, hey, in a second, do not. That's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dan, I am home, so I'm going to head in here and unwind and get ready for the net. I've got net control tonight, so you guys got to put up with me. But appreciate you coming along and the good conversation on the way north. If you guys need anything, definitely reach out and let us know. And I think the kids are going to call Grandma here in a little bit, wish her a happy birthday. So, you guys enjoy your evening, and we'll hopefully hear you on the net and talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds like a plan, indeed. Yes. Good conversation. Thanks for the ride along there tonight, and. Just do the next three for you. But, stay warm tonight. Definitely a freeze warning, I guess. Soft advisory something tonight. But, stay warm, and we'll be looking forward to the best. But, tell everyone hello, and Grandma will be expecting, we look forward to hearing from the kids there for a happy birthday. But, anyway, 73 is an 88 to you and the family. And we'll talk to you again down the page. NAWCB is clear. I get it.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. 73s and 88s to you and Mom. K8YNU, clear. All stations, this is K8YNU. The Macomb County ARPSC net will start in 15 minutes. WAYRC Mobile. Thank you.